Hi, Dan Sheridan here telling America's story. This is lesson 39 of our series. And in this audio, we're going to discuss the permanent settlements in the New World and the controversial claims, which caused a lot of trouble, as we're going to see in the early part of American history. Now, let's get started. Now, we've discussed the Spanish, French, and Dutch colonization so far in this portion of our course. But before we move on to English colonization, I want to sum up the extent of the explorations and the permanent settlements, the ones we've discussed so far. Because, as we're going to see, these claims caused controversy and much bloodshed as time went on. So first of all, there were the Spanish. They confined their explorations to the West Indies and the adjacent mainland. The only settlements they made in what is now the United States was in Florida and in New Mexico. And then there were the French. They claimed the whole of New France, and their first settlements were in Acadia and Canada. And then came the English, as we're going to see. They claimed the Atlantic coast area, which they called Virginia, and their first permanent settlement was in Jamestown. The Dutch laid claim to New Netherland, and that's an area extending from the Delaware River to Cape Cod. So check this out. Here we have four nations, all with claims, and each claim overlaps the other claims. This, of course, caused confusion and fighting for many years to come. Now, at first, settlements were separated by hundreds of miles of dense forest, but as the settlements increased, rival claims caused controversies, and these were usually settled by the sword. So, to sum it up, by the end of the 1500s, neither the English nor French were successful in establishing a stable colony. The only permanent settlements were of the Spanish at St. Augustine and Santa Fe. But this all changed the first 20 years of the 1600s. By 1620, five permanent settlements were established. In 1605, the French established Port Royal. In 1607, the English established Jamestown. In 1608, the French added Quebec. The Dutch settled New York in 1613, and the English added Plymouth in 1620. So it's good to have all these things in mind. We saw in previous lessons how the French and Spanish fought over Florida, settling their dual claims, and it was bloody. And we're going to see how this will play out with the English, French, and Dutch in future lessons. All right. In our next lessons, we're going to take up English colonization. This is Dan Sheridan. That's all I have time for. Listen, I really hope you learned something. Until next time, remember this. Be good to one another, because we're in this together.